town you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
All right. Welcome back to Common Folk
Podcast. Hi. For the people, by the people.
Hi, guys.
That is right.
Don't worry. Just playing with my gum over here.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of gross.
Well, it's that, or where am I going to put it?
That's poor planning.
Yeah, I don't know. Under the well, don't we put were... it under the table.
Oh, I'm totally doing that. I'll get it later.
All right.
Good
so,
idea.
Yeah,
thank you.
Let's get into this. So let's kick this thing off first by talking about our largest sponsor.
Okay.
And that is farmfocused.com.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where are we going with this?
Everything that we do here was brought to you originally by farmfocused.com. F-O-C-U-S-E-D. A lot of people get that wrong. They just do focus, F-O-C-U-S.
That wouldn't even make sense, though. Farm focus?
I mean, kind of would, but it's focused.
Focused.
.com.
Gotta be focused.
So farmfocused.com, that's where... So the building that we're in, that's where farmfocused.com operates out of, stockandrod.com as well. T-shirts, hats, gear, branded merchandise. It's that time of year. It's spring.
Yep.
excuse me. That's all starting to ramp up a little bit. Folks are getting their farm gear. We got some pretty cool designs, some new stuff out, some original stuff, some of the old school things. What, Morgan, what's your favorite item on farmfocused.com?
Well, I was actually just laughing because one of the brands wanted fly swatters. So we have custom fly swatters if you want that.
All right.
Not with our FF logo, but...
Fly swatters for...
Larson.
Larson Farms.
Larson Farms. So yeah, it
up
just
in Minnesota.
Was, that was kind of funny.
And the flies are starting to come out.
Yes, they are.
It's legit.
And those and those fly swatters, they're like their color too. You guys coordinate that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but no, I really like our coffee and our coffee mug, probably Farm Focus brand. So,
that mug is nice.
Yeah. Andy's brands on that Stock and Rod.
Yep. Chasing the Dream. Yeah. You can go get Chasing the Dream stuff. What's your favorite item, Andy?
Oh, it's probably all our stuff.
Right? Yeah. The Chasing the Dream
you guys
stuff.
Have a lot of cool hats.
Yeah.
I would say your hat game is on point.
Yeah. And that can all be geared there. But no, I just noticed Zach Johnson with Millennial Farmer, one of the brands that you guys take care of. He has a 14-year-old learning how to drive a big old tractor.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, saw that on his last video.
His boy is driving a lot of things. Race cars, tractors. Yeah. Yeah.
He probably has been driving since he's, what, 8, 9?
Well, I bet at least.
Yeah.
5? I don't know.
My current favorite item.
Oh, yeah. We should ask you. What's your favorite?
For this time of year is the farm-focused Drop It Like It's Hot Chicken Tea.
Mmm.
Because it is that season.
It's chicken season, but they're not dropping it, the new ones.
Oh, yeah. No, spring's firing up. The chickens are laying more than ever before.
We are getting more eggs.
Yeah. We just had Easter, so obviously that's a bunch of eggs.
Yep. A lot of eggs. That contributed to a spike in egg prices. Anyway,
we don't buy eggs, so. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things going on with eggs in this world right now.
There is.
Yeah. What?
But that's
I missed the
not
memo.
What we're here to talk about today.
Oh, is that going to be another topic?
That is. Well, that one's going to take a while.
Oh.
But the point is, the Drop It Like It's Hot.
It is a good one.
Chicken, egg, farm focused tea. Go on there, find it, check it out, buy it, give it to your favorite chicken person.
It's humorous. It's funny, even if you're not a chicken person.
Right. And I was thinking of our new chicks, thinking, okay, they don't drop it like it's hot for like 8 months because they're new. But hello, our veterans that are out there, they're dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The old girls are doing work.
Yeah.
So, go on the website, check it out, support it, order some t-shirts, order some hats, whatever. Support the podcast, support the brand. And we also have the podcast tee and hat on there. That reminds me, if you'd rather not buy something and you'd rather have it for free, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts and do a review for us and then send an email to me, ben@farmfocused.com, show me or just tell me that you did a review. I'll verify it. Give me your address. I'll send you a free shirt or a free hat.
Who doesn't like free stuff? I mean, come on.
Give me that swag.
It's as easy as that. Mm-hmm. So just do those reviews. Hit those stars, whatever. So that's all I got. That's what I'm start with. So
I like that.
No, what do you got?
No, it's good to recognize Farm Focus for getting us to this point, right? And it's a company that's, you know, based in the ag industry, and you guys, it's based on service too. You guys are serving, you know, serving all these other ag related brands,
right?
Yeah.
So no, good deal. It's a good deal.
Truth.
No, we always try to come up with topics and brainstorm and bounce ideas back and forth. And I came across this this book by the name of Collective Illusions by Todd Rose. And he was being interviewed by Mike Rowe on his podcast, The Way I Heard It by Mike Rowe. And I just thought this concept, we got to talk about it. It's just, we hint at it, and I think we bring it up numerous times, but we don't really know what we're talking about. We don't know what's going on. And that's why this Todd Rose, professor, all the things, just a brilliant man, wrote this book or felt compelled to, because it's happening to everybody. It's happening to nations. It's happening to a worldwide population, this collective illusion. But we don't know it's happening. We don't know it's actually going on there. So he kind of dove into it with Mike Rowe, and I was just fascinated. I haven't bought the book yet, but I'm going to, and I've listened to a little bit of the audiobook so far, and we'll probably talk about this.
And this
so,
was the guy that did the dirty jobs.
Yeah. Mike is.
I mean, everyone knows who that guy is.
Yeah. Yep.
We and just got to.
But that's not the guy that wrote the book. That's the
no,
guy that
did but the this is the guy yeah. that, yeah, mm-hmm. is doing the interview.
So for me, when I first heard it, when you brought this up, you know, there's words are used for so many different things. Mm-hmm. And when I hear collective illusions, like my radar immediately goes up, and I'm like, okay, someone's going to try to tell me that all the things that I believe are mm-hmm. fake, and I'm in this echo chamber mm-hmm. and all of these kinds of things.
Yep.
Now, maybe it is a little bit of that, maybe it's not, but how do you explain what this actually means, this collective illusions?
So it goes back to how people just naturally like to be in groups. Mm-hmm. You know, we got our tribes, right? You know, whether it's Husker fandom for, you know, Nebraska people, you know, and there's good reasons for that. It's a big reason why we were able to survive and make groups, you know, progress from hunter-gatherers. And, you know, what would happen is a concept would be brought up by a minority, and it'd be a loud and proud concept, and then everyone would just go along with it. And even if you didn't agree with it, but if you felt most of your tribe felt that way, you would just go along with it. A lot of times, that's a good thing, because the elders would be speaking up and telling you, this is the way. Don't go that way. Otherwise, let's say wolves will attack you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to stay clear of the wolves or whatever, go this way. So you would go along with the group. What we have now, and I feel that with certain factors, and we'll put social media at the top of it, that minority that you would listen to within your tribe, within your group, is getting distorted in a big way. And one of the stats that this Todd Rose really likes to go to showcase that is when he talks about X or Twitter. Mm-hmm. And 80% of that content on Twitter, whether it's a post, a video, whatever, 80% of what you see on Twitter is produced by only 10% of its users.
What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. Think about all the posts you see every day.
Yeah.
And I think I was thinking through that, you know, when I was watching that video, and I think what made the most sense to me was that I'm guessing that what they're including in that 10% is that 10% created some kind of thought or movement or mm-hmm. whatever it was. And then a lot of people took it and ran with it. So when you say created, it was created by just, you know, this 10% or whatever, but lots, then maybe 70 or 80% is talking mm-hmm. about it and sharing it.
Right. So our brains are really good at, okay, this is my group, identifying the group you want to be a part of. But then we're really bad at, you know, figuring out, is this right? Or, you know, do I need to speak up here or say something, or do I just need to keep my mouth shut?
So can we use like an example? Like, are we talking about, let's say, the right and left, liberals, Democrats? Like, if you follow, is that what you're talking about? Like, I mean, for
I don't think it even has.
No.
It doesn't only have
no,
to be
it doesn't
that,
just that. But like, is that an example? But, so you're getting fed
so you're
so much because that's the group that you're
getting fed that, and you want to believe that, you know, in your group, but your group is getting moved a certain direction by a very small minority, and that, and your brain just thinks, okay, they're the loudest, they're the proudest, they must be right. And then no one questions it until you have this overwhelming part of the group or your population kind of fed this lie that everyone's going along with because they think that's what they need to do, or that's how they should be, or how they need to start, you know, moving forward, or to continue, you know, without ruffling feathers, and to be part of their tribe. So with the, you know, with the social media thing, we'll say, you know, of that 10% that's making all the content, 80% of it, how much of that 10% is bots? How much of that 10% is directly put there only to distort or to push you in a certain direction? I thought it was fascinating. 5 or 6 years ago, it was made public that the biggest Christianity Twitter handle, you know, millions and millions of followers, it was just a bot. It was just a bot tweeting stuff that this bot figured out Christians, pro-Jesus, pro-Christ people wanted to hear. You know, and whether that was slandering the other side or just he is risen again type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing that everyone just thought that, you know, they wanted to be part of that group and they were following a nothing, a bot.
Yeah. What I thought was interesting about that clip with Mike Rowe, and I love the way that guy approaches things. He related it to the time before social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is no different than what it used to be. So the way it used to be, we would get all of our news and all of our information and whatever from basically the three big networks.
You could make a case it was worse back then.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was the only place you got it from.
Yeah.
So those three big ones were essentially the 10% or less of the population sending out all of the messages that everyone listens to and then believes and then gets behind.
Yeah.
And then as time progressed, it became this social media thing. And yes, those big networks are still there, but they're kind of, you know, fading a little bit. And people feel a little bit more, they feel a little bit better because they feel like, okay, I'm not just hearing from these three. I'm hearing from all of these people
that I
know or that I trust or whatever. It's not coming from one individual, you know, little spot.
Mm-hmm.
But what that guy, what was his name that wrote? Todd Rose.
Todd Rose, yeah.
And Mike were talking about is that it's really still kind of the same when you boil it down. Mm-hmm. There is still this same 10%-ish that's creating all of these things, but now we have this platform where all these individuals are giving it legs.
Yeah.
And then making other people feel like, oh, wait, but I'm hearing it from this individual and that individual and that individual.
You can, like a real world you know, example, and we go back to this one a lot because I was kind of thinking of this. Bud Light, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How they tried to, they were just doing what they're supposed to do with the DEI stuff. They were following guidelines that they'd signed up for, you know, through the World Economic Forum and all this other crap where they had to have X amount of people hired in these positions of this color. Isn't that pretty shitty? You have to hire somebody based on the color of their skin.
Yeah.
Another thing that's been going on for a long time.
Yep.
You know, with all of the diversity hires and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So, you know, then they just went a little too far with that can with the transgender woman on it.
Right.
You know, and they rolled her out there and they were so loud and proud about it. And then all it takes, and this is how fickle these illusions are, all it took was Kid Rock to light up a couple cases with his AR-15. And it just took one person to speak up, and then this whole collective, you know, like basically whatever you want to say, a huge part of our population, at least half, stood up and said, you know what? I agree with Kid Rock. I don't like looking at transvestites on my can of beer.
Right.
And I don't believe in what they're saying and how they're advertising to us, And that's one of the really cool things that got me so excited about talking about these collective illusions. You feel like you're up against it, and the only winners can be people like the Kardashians. But it's so fickle and fake that all it takes is communication from you and I, what mm-hmm. we're doing right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, and that's all it takes. And you don't have to get a podcast. You don't have to do this or that. All you have to do, go down to the bar or go to church or wherever you're in a group and speak your mind. Find out if you're wrong or right. That's all there is to it, to overcome so many things that have really, I feel, put our nation on a weird path where we're signing up for things. We're like, why are we supporting that? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Why are my kids subjected to this in school? It's due to a lot of these collective illusions, I believe. And I think more than ever, with this book finally coming to light and other people sharing it, I think I'm kind of excited about where we can go with this. And we've seen it lately in real time work.
Yeah. Do you think this made me think of, Ben, because you're pretty, like, I keep wanting to say, like, you want people to buck the system a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. Like you said, speak up. Ben, you're awfully tight-lipped on a lot of things in, like, real life. You wouldn't probably buck much of anybody's system. So what do you, would you? Like, you wouldn't go to the coffee shop. You wouldn't probably, if we're in a group of our friends, you'd have to be super comfortable to disagree with somebody. To do the kid rock thing. I'm not saying at that level. I'm just saying, right? You're just more reserved.
You're asking me if I think I'm that way?
But, well, I'm asking, like, do you agree that's all it takes? I feel like, or... I feel like it's got to be more than just one person speaking up.
Well, I mean, certainly it has to be more than one person, but it takes one person, you know, to start it.
So you wouldn't be the starter.
If you take it on the flip side, you know, with kind of what Andy's saying, like, it took one person to say the other thing mm-hmm. to get that going, you know, like the Kid Rock. You know, it took that one Kid Rock to do that, and then a bunch of people. But see, what it did was it brought to the surface a bunch of feelings and thoughts that people already had, and then they could identify with it, and they're like, yep, all right, Kid Rock's doing it. This is what I've been thinking all along, and now I'm in, you know, kind of thing. But I mean, for myself personally, like, do I buck things? Like, I pick my battles.
Right. Yeah.
So there's certain things. You said something about a coffee shop or something like.
Well,
a coffee shop
Andy just something. Used like yeah, you could go to church or if you were going to.
What this Todd like, Rose you know, to was talk saying about the biggest it. The biggest way to defeat all these things is to just open up and like you owe it to your fellow man, offer your opinion. That way he can get a read. He can reflect back on himself like, okay, Ben thinks this.
But sometimes people don't want to give opinions.
But see,
and I guess that's what made me think
that. What the problem is I've seen this, you know, kind of statement before and said in one way or another, especially on social media.
Yeah. Sure.
Is that just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean that I don't like you.
Yeah, that's
true. Or I think you should absolutely do something different or whatever. Like there's plenty, like I've come to a point where, and again, I pick my battles, but just because there's something that I don't agree with somebody on, like I might share with them, like, hey, I just want you to know, like, this is what I think about this.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm not trying to start a fight. You can tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I'll take that into perspective. You might tell me something that I didn't even think about, you know? And then we can have that conversation or we cannot. We can say, okay, yep, no, that's how you feel, that's how I feel, whatever, we're buddies, we're moving on, and I think that's the kind of thing, the kind of conversation.
And that's where this would also be really good for society, because now you have to have a lot more humility. You can't just pick a side and believe that you're right. You have to be humble, and you have to have a little bit of curiosity. There's this huge bell curve for this, in order for this thing to work, and there's ignorance on one side, and there's overconfidence on the other side, and there's this curiosity that takes up that whole middle part, and that's where we should strive to be.
Yes.
We should always want to understand a little bit more. And that's where, you know, in order for me to understand you and understand a little bit more, maybe better form my opinion, I need you to be honest with me.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think people do that because it's awkward afterwards.
It is because we've been fed this collective illusion that shut up, don't talk politics, don't tell me what you think.
But I'm just saying, I don't know that I see much of it changing.
I see dominoes falling like crazy. I'm so excited for this book. I really do. I think it's going to be a New York Times bestseller. Maybe already is. It came out in 2022. He dives into a bunch of stats that were pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. Uh-huh. I'm telling you how I kind of said that word there. I'm watching YouTube a lot more closely now, and all sorts of words they breeze over.
Our trigger.
Yeah. Oh my God! And so, like, and in order for us to get our biggest reach, I think we need to be a little careful. about saying those type of words.
Yeah, we should, especially me.
But back to that Todd Rose, he goes into all this concrete data. Before and after, and the, how collective illusions may have affected or impacted this, and what happened when a domino started to fall, when people did start to talk about a thing. Quick turnarounds where this thing takes off. Let's look at Sports Illustrated. You know, they just had to file bankruptcy, and they were going down. Of course, it's print, right?
Yeah.
And they couldn't figure out how to transition from print magazine to internet-based type of content, which they should have. They had more resources than anybody in 1997, in the year 1998, to make that transition. So they fell into that, well, it's our way. We're going to keep doing our thing. But then they started putting overweight chicks on the cover and telling you that it's beautiful and telling you that, no, that she's powerful, she's beautiful. You need to, that's what this is now. That's beauty. No, it's unhealthy. That's unhealthy. You're looking at an unhealthy slob on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Man, when we were growing up, that was Kathy Ireland. You remember that?
I do.
Wow.
I do remember just the name, Kathy.
Then replace that with Lizzo. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And then they doubled down the following year, and they put a transgender male on the cover. Of course you're going bankrupt. Of course you are.
Right.
And that's where that tipping point happened, where enough people said, on radio talk shows and everywhere, I was like, I just don't know if I like David on the cover of that Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his swimsuit was fine, but
so I mean, and again, there's so many things, and we're not necessarily here to talk about transgender and whatever else. But the two examples that you brought up with Bud Light and Sports Illustrated, I mean, for me, I was just kind of like, you know what, do whatever the hell you guys want to do, and people can decide to do business with you or not. But where my problem is that you're trying to tell me and show me and tell the population that this dude does it better, does womanhood better than a woman does.
Yeah.
And I ain't buying it, man. Mm-hmm. And not only that, like with the Bud Light thing, like they didn't do any of that with women.
Yeah.
With women figures or whatever. And didn't they name that dude chick like the woman of the year or something like that? There was I mean, it was just like one thing over another, and I'm just like, guys, come on. You know, if you could honor the originals first, and then maybe you want to get into some of this other stuff and talk about it and not just completely wipe away the originals, that's a different thing. But
well, and I really get into I follow this channel on YouTube. It's called After School. I think I brought it up before. Really neat way to tell stories and kind of get you looking at different writers and authors and things of that nature. And there's a lot of overlap in one that I watched a while ago, so I had to go back and watch it again. And it was titled something like Why Smart People Do Stupid Things.
Okay.
And it had so much overlap with this collective illusion because you believe that, okay, if I'm going to be part of this party – or if I'm going to be a pro athlete or whatever, I need to adhere to these principles. And these principles are nothing more than collective illusions being spat out by 10% of people on Twitter or whatever. GoWinder has a really good podcast. This guy by the name, he goes by GoWinder, GURWINDER, Rise of Irrational Thinking. And he really dives into it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of overlap with what he's saying. And people, he calls them delusions, people buying into delusions and defending those delusions. And what we're talking about here with these collective illusions. So
I feel like this is, what do they call it? Collective illusions.
Mm-hmm.
is a fancy spin, fancy dress up of words and phrases that have been going on forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's the old school name of this?
So like a couple things that just came to mind for me, and I just typed it in to see if I was thinking properly. The first one that came to mind is herd mentality.
Okay, hive mind type stuff?
Yeah, yeah, right. So the first thing it says on that is it's the tendency for people's behavior or beliefs to conform to those of the group they belong to.
Like mm-hmm. a bunch of cows?
Similar, sheep. Yeah.
Right, like
yeah.
they're always together.
Similar. The point is that it's a place of comfort. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, when the group is thinking yep. the same way, that's another one. Group think
yep.
is a yep. word. When the group is thinking in a certain way and mm-hmm. you're a part of it and so on and so forth. This is something that's been going on, I think, probably since the beginning of man.
Sure, of course.
It's just that in today's environment, it's so much easier to get to a massive group of people mm-hmm. than just like the local tribe or whatever yeah. the case may be.
Yeah.
And I think the point is, you know, and what you're talking about, what this guy's bringing to the scene is that, like anything else, it has to be recognized. You have to recognize what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then, therefore, you have to adjust your behavior based on that, adjust your understanding.
Well, there has to be a willingness to learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be able to have, I wouldn't say the confidence, but the ability to put your ego aside, voice your opinion, and be ready to maybe lose an argument or not even get in an argument. Just be like, oh, that's interesting that you feel that way. Well, here's why I feel this way. And then I swear to God, both sides would come away with that conversation learning something or being a little
absolutely.
Bit more. But we don't do that. We know yeah. that this is good, this is bad, and that's all there is to it. And what this Goldwinder would get into is, you know, he'd talk about intellectuals and people that from Harvard and Princeton and why they fall victim to this so hardcore. It's because in their educational system, what they were brought up in, they were brought up learning how to debate, but they are really good at debating, and they can stand behind what they learned and debate that to death and win this argument. But the end goal, is that a good goal? Is that where you want to be?
Right.
You know, okay, great. You can convince me that a man is a woman. Okay, but oh boy, now we got laws in place that say that. Now we have hiring practices at huge companies that are recognizing this, that are enforcing this, you know, and that's just one example, and we kind of go back to it because it's an easy one. It's a hot button topic and all that stuff. But you can see where this really does have a huge impact, and we want to be like Ben and, you know, pick our battles or maybe stay a little tight-lipped. And this is where the silent majority, I'm not saying wake up and voice your opinion, but have a conversation.
I just don't see people on the other end. Yeah, I would love that, but I'm just thinking of just random people or maybe even disagreeing with my parents or,
sure.
you know, siblings. It is hard to know mm-hmm. your thought that you thought through everything is
right.
wrong. Someone is now mm-hmm. also saying something that you have to admit, oh gosh, I maybe got this wrong
yep.
or whatever. I don't know. People are just not that good at being wrong.
That seems to me that's an issue with how, you know, the more recent generations, maybe including
yeah.
ours, have been raised.
Maybe.
That you can't think, you know, that your leading thought isn't, oh, maybe I have this wrong. I need to figure out what the answers are. Your mm-hmm. leading thought is, man, if someone tells me I'm wrong, I can't accept that. I'm going to get pissed.
Yeah.
Like, that's so dysfunctional.
Right.
You know? We have to
protect our egos.
Well, the ego is a huge part of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge part of that. We have to raise our kids in a way. I mean, how many times have I told our kids, don't even open your mouth and tell me about something that you're taking, you know, some stance on as far as like, this is how it is 100% unless you know it is that way 100%.
Yeah, until you have all the facts. Yes,
yeah.
You've said that.
So my point has always been like, hey, you know, tell me what you think and
yeah.
let's talk about what you think.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get all hardcore on me and butthurt when I tell you it's not that way or I bring something to the table that you didn't think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
because that's what's going to happen in real life. Someone else is going to. So prepare mm-hmm. yourself. Like come to the table
exactly.
with an open mind. You have your direction. You have what you think. You have what you believe. And this isn't going to apply to everything, but for a lot of things in life. And then, you know, you're open and you hear.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, certainly. There's some things that you're not going to bend on that you know.
Sure.
This is how it is. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pillars there, and there should be, right?
Right.
You know, and if you stand for everything, you fall for anything.
Right. Exactly. And I think you do a good job with that. Our adult children, you guys have got in, should I say, heated, disagreements, not even an argument, and come out totally fine. But at the same time, I just don't see that happening at a bigger scale.
I think we're real quick.
You got to do it comfortably.
I'll let you get into that, Amy, but I just want to touch on what you guys were talking about earlier, and that is, you know, this silent majority. And I think that a lot of the silent majority does have those conversations.
Okay.
And it's not.
But they're not boisterous about it.
Yeah. It's not that we're going out on a podcast and talking about it, or we're you know, publishing it on social media. Hey, just checking in. Last night, my daughter and I had this really intense conversation and just want you all to know that, like, you know, we butted heads, but we're still buddies, you know, or whatever. Stupid shit like that. I mean, people just have these conversations and go through these things with family members and friends and stuff like that and carry on, you know?
You're right. And yeah, to your point, it is tough to disagree with people. But if that can be a little bit of a shift in our mindset, that if we go in, you know, willingness to kind of open up and be honest with people, you're not going to win. Be prepared. You're going to be wrong, or you're going to feel wrong. You know, you're going to be challenged, and that's okay. And rather than viewing that as a defeat, which a lot of intellectuals do, you know, these hoity-toity Ivy Leaguers, they're going to win every conversation. They're going to win every argument. They have to. They have to defend, and they have to win. But if you go into that, you're really limiting yourself. And you're not going to learn much because you're just so staunch on protecting your ego. If you go into these conversations that I'm talking about, and this is just simple stuff. This is just getting back to going fishing with your buddies and talking, shooting the bull. Rather than looking at it like, oh, I'm going to lose an argument, I'm going to look stupid. Even if you lose an argument, we'll say, take that as an opportunity to learn, to better yourself, to get wiser, you know? As long as you just stay humble and you're cool and, yeah, stick to your principles, of course. But rather than look at it as opening yourself up as, oh, my God, I might take another hit to my ego. No, look at it as an opportunity to learn, to grow, that growth mindset that everyone talks about. That's a hot topic right now. And just so many good things can happen from that. And your silent majority there, Ben, that you go back to, that's what this what's his name? Todd Rose, excuse me, really gets into. In private, we as just humans have way more in common than you can imagine, whether it's us, you know, folks on the other side of the world, whatever, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, New Yorkers, we have so much in common in private that if you just kind of open that door and get to talking, getting to know people a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just, there's this cascading effect, and go back to Bud Light. It can happen like that. It can happen really, really fast.
And there's such a weird thing that happens when people talk to each other, like especially in a face-to-face format, as opposed to just, you know, messaging each other, texting each other, you know, talking over the internet, whatever. That you start realizing, I mean, it's happened to me time and time again where it's like, it's some dude and I'm like, this freaking guy, man, you know, like, God, like, this is going to suck. I got to go talk to this dude, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm just thinking this to myself. And then I go meet him and I'm like, that was actually a pretty cool guy. I didn't even realize, you know, until I had the opportunity to talk to him face to face, I was totally wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, even over the phone, you're like, man, this guy's kind of snappy, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Then you go meet the guy and, oh, yeah, he kind of has to be snappy. He's juggling all these jobs. He's doing all these things, you know.
Yeah, and you take that and you compound that with what we were talking about at the beginning of this with, you know, what's going on with social media and so on and so forth. And this isn't necessarily a podcast about social media, but in a way it is, because that's how so many of those interactions happen anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we don't even know. We don't know the person we're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just see what they're typing.
I guess I'm thinking, and this may be like a weird, dumb example. Okay, so where's the line? Where do you draw the line? Here's the example. I'm literally thinking of this. Yesterday, we're at a track meet. There's eight of us sitting. One of the moms is like, oh, our team's up. One of them's running. They're running the 200. We can see. all of us look at each other. We're like, there's no maroon jersey. I mean, are you like looking like they're not up there? Not one of us said to the lady.
There you go.
Yeah. Conestoga's not running till they were like right in front of us. I could see it a mile away. Mm-hmm. Do I want to make this lady feel stupid? How do I say it? Like, you know what I mean? So my point is, at what point do you decide to say something or just shut up?
Do you think your group was being like nice or courteous to her by not allowing her to know the reality? Yeah,
because she like said it a couple times. And we were like,
well, doesn't that go back to what I was saying earlier, to pick your battles?
Yes, it does. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So in my head, then I'm like, where's the line? Like, what, you know what I mean? We could have been like, hey, girl, no, they're not out there. They're not running yet. That would have been totally fine to say. But I was just like, okay, she'll figure it out soon when they're right in front. You know, like it really.
That's kind of like when something's spilled on a guy's shirt, especially if it's kind of a proud, loud guy. You don't really want to tell him. That, oh man, your shirt's stained.
I don't know. You got something on your lip or something.
Some of the smartest, coolest, best people, you know, mentors that I've ever run into, they'll straight up, I've had these conversations like, if I got something on my face, tell me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like, how I am.
I mean, that's, but there you go. There's that humility coming back into play, right? Yep. You know, so
we have the extreme of the Kid Rock example, and then we have this. So again, it's kind of like, then and back to your saying, Ben, pick your battles. So what is it?
These are I'm talking about just going when you're in a social setting.
Like when you're going
setting,
really against the grain.
Well, I'm just with this thought process for me, it's like when people are sitting down, like for me, like when we're playing poker, my group of eight guys, feel free to have a conversation. Open the door and have that conversation.
Okay,
over whatever it is.
Bigger than my example, like just a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
About deeper things, probably.
Right. Well, okay. I don't have to be deep things, not at all. But, you know, my thought is just be a little bit more outspoken. Have the courage to be a little bit more outspoken and have the courage to be wrong and look at it like, all right, I'm not taking a shot to my ego. I get an opportunity to learn something here. Mm-hmm. That lady would have learned that there were no... Her team was not running.
I mean, I know that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a dumb example, but in my head,
that's a great one.
I'm thinking of like...
You don't want to embarrass people. I get it. You want to be courteous.
Courteous.
Courteous, to folks. And not at all am I saying be mean to people or try and make people belittle folks. I'm not getting at that at all.
Yeah.
Well, I like what you said there is have the courage to be wrong. So I think that's where a lot of folks get caught up is, you know, have the strength, have the courage to listen to someone else that's saying something that doesn't necessarily click with what you're saying.
Yeah.
And think about it, you know, like, cause maybe they're bringing a perspective or something that you didn't realize, you know, and then also have the courage to question.
Yeah.
Because I think if we go back to this whole collective illusions thing, you know, you get, and I guess I was kind of right in the beginning when I said the way that those words make me feel about things like echo chambers and someone's going to try to tell me, you know, oh, this and that and blah, blah, blah. That is kind of what this is.
Yeah.
You know, have the courage to hear all of these things and then to go, okay, is this correct? Mm-hmm. And then make the effort to figure out if it is or
question
not.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I really need to get in this book so I can portray the whole thing a little bit better. But it kind of goes like, you know, your private perception of your group should kind of mirror the public of what is said. And usually that's what it is. But now, you know, where you get thrown into these collective illusions, it's kind of like a house of mirrors, you know, where it can get twisted and then you're going down this weird path and it gets to a point where it's like, how did we get here? You know, and you can just easily divert that and keep everything in check.
So do we need to Amazon Prime that for him or what? Did you already put that in your...
I haven't yet. I like to... I'm a cheapskate. I like to buy... There's this used bookstore in the middle of town.
Andy, that will not be on sale for 5 years.
What's that?
Isn't it new? You got to wait like a year until it shows up?
No, it came out in 2022. This book.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's just now kind of making the rounds.
It's probably down there, though.
I bet so. Yeah.
Do you read on a Kindle?
No.
Or you're old school? Like to flip a page?
Yeah, I think our Kindle's like frozen. I think that thing broke.
And I support that, man. Like, go down there, you know.
I'm not saying but this guy's going to be, it's going to be 2030 and he's
the local bookstore, you know.
Yeah, why not? See what's cooking.
Why buy another book for this town when you can, you know, they can all just kind of be.
Yeah, recycled, reused. Around, yeah.
You could put it in that little book thing that they have, you know.
Oh, yeah, the share book. The those share are all over the place. I think
that's for kids.
Well, there's got to be adults in there, right? No? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I never got into one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, I hijacked that convo.
So what, maybe, you know, we're coming to an end here. What, like, what was going on or what made you want to get into this? I mean, we've kind of covered that in one way or another, but what sparked it for you?
I feel like, especially, okay, let's go to, like, youth here. Let's, mm-hmm. young girls. They right now, they're looking up to the Kardashians, okay? And what they say, that is gospel. And they, and whether it's Kim, Chloe, and she's the overweight one, right, Chloe?
No, she's super skinny now.
Oh, she's super, see, there we go, I don't know. But I feel like all they're doing is pulling a collective illusion over all of our mm-hmm. young women. Mm-hmm. And if you start to talk to one another, like, okay, so what did Kim Kardashian actually do to get this notoriety?
Yeah.
Oh, she made a sex tape and then had her publicist leak it. Wow. And that's who I'm taking advice from. So what did the other one do? Oh, she married an NBA player and then she cheated on him online.
He cheated on her.
So okay, twice. Even better.
Have you seen the like the memes out or whatever, the stories about the mom, what's her name? Something Kardashian, whatever. I don't really give a shit what her name is, but
Chris, the momager,
I guess, whatever. Where they say like she's the like hardest working woman on the planet mm-hmm. because she birthed three
social media moguls.
Well, basically three daughters who have zero talent, and then they became five, whatever. Then they became the richest group on the planet with yes. no talent, just on social media.
Yes, you know, I have seen that.
So she freaking grinds, dude. What can you say?
If you want to talk about pulling some wool over some people's eyes, there it is right there.
But to your point, the collective illusion, I mean, that's all out there and that's what people are seeing. And that makes me think of, you know, what we touched on earlier, like the, you know, the Sports Illustrated. So is that a little bit of a collective illusion? You know, every year they're publishing this Sports Illustrated
swimsuit issue
mm-hmm. with, you know, the prettiest women and, you know, all the outfits and all these kinds of things. And
outfits, they don't have much on.
Well, whatever it is they're wearing, I'm just saying, like, just saying. An outfit's something you wear, like
a little bit of fabric here.
Just it's not a two little squares and three little squares.
I think, I don't know, whatever. But they do that. And then is that creating that collective illusion of, this is how, you know, women need to be. And then Sports Illustrated comes out and they're like, well, no, women don't necessarily have to. We've got this and this and whatever. Sure. But then they took a little bridge too far. But yeah, so it's those kinds of things, right?
On that conversation, though, so let's go back to the 80s, late 80s, when it was Kathy Ireland. Mm-hmm. I can remember those conversations in the locker room, you know, mm-hmm. oh, man, she's so hot, you know, and then I got reinforcement. Yeah, she's really hot, you know. That conversation, though, stopped happening about how hot she was. Like when people like Lizzo started to make the cover, you're like, oh, yeah, I saw the swimsuit issue came out again. And you just shut up. Mm-hmm. You didn't have that mm-hmm. conversation because there's so much pressure to fall in with the social norms and what you perceive to be your group. This is a way to beat that. And all it is having that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying attack people.
No. But I just think that's a key point to this. Mm-hmm. To be able to disagree with people.
Yeah.
I 100% agree that there should be more conversations and they should be more face-to-face conversations
mm-hmm.
and things like what we're doing, you know, where people can hear from we're the silent majority. That's mm-hmm. what we are. That's what common folk are, mm-hmm. where people can hear from that. And then in a way it could potentially become a collective illusion.
Sure.
But it's more of a collective thought process. I mean, if you agree with us, you can listen more. You can dial mm-hmm. in. You can check out our next episode. If you don't, then bye. You don't need to listen. And that's the same thing that's with social media. I mean, that would be my advice to anybody. Like, if you're seeing that stuff, then quit looking at it. Like, if mm-hmm. it bothers you or whatever and you disagree, quit giving it legs, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you want to have the full picture and you want to be educated, you need to pay attention to all of the sides.
You do.
Whether you agree with them or not.
You have always said that, too. Like, don't just follow all these sides. Follow both.
And I wouldn't say we argue, but we definitely have the conversation here. And when we have a guest, I love to kind of prod them a little mm-hmm. bit and try and get into the questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did that happen? Why did that actually happen? What made you do that? You know, right. And then they give you the oh, it's just my passion. I freaking love it. Okay, yeah, but
there's more there.
Yeah, well, how'd you get there? So
I don't think we argue that much. Maybe we should.
Well, we definitely
so
go back and forth.
So who is not speaking up here?
We need to get them. We need to bring the recorder home.
And what?
And just set it on the island in the kitchen.
Okay, do it. Oh my That's God. Fine.
Yeah.
Then people will hear.
Then we can like have Andy then be the mediator, and he's like our therapist or something. Is that what you're saying?
He'll have to listen to it afterwards, and he'll be like, "Well, not so
and
sure."
Then we'll take it over to Andy and Ben Ashley's, and there. We'll hear what they're arguing about or what kids are screaming.
They're screaming. Those kids, they're very loud. So I don't know if that would be a very good show. Or not.
It's a bunch of madness.
No, thanks for entertaining me today.
That's a good one, Andy. I really have not heard that mm-hmm. name before, but it does make sense, all of it.
Yeah.
So I mean,
like I said, I 100% agree that that's what happens. And to me, you know, it's called, like you said here, it's collective illusions, it's groupthink, it's echo chambers, it's all these kinds of things.
Herd
mentality. Yeah. And it's a fact. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And I think the number one thing is for people to realize it, to realize like, oh, I'm getting stuck in this rut. I'm seeing the same thing over and over. Social media, which is the big piece, is playing me.
Mm-hmm.
Knows what I want, I think I want, keeps putting it in front of me, keeps hammering these points home, and it just makes me more and more and more and more, you know, back up for a little bit.
Our brains really want to be part of a group, and it served us, our species, well since the beginning, but our brains are really bad at then deciphering from that group and saying, is this right or wrong?
Challenging.
Yeah, isn't that where the FOMO comes in?
Maybe? Probably. I mean, I think there's overlap with all this stuff.
Yeah,
there's
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Well, no, good topic, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
Peace.
I think we're good.
Peace already? All right.
Later.
We're shutting it down.